Updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 57. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Numerous Kansas State University championship rings were reported stolen on February 9th. At 1 p.m., officers with the Riley County Police Department responded to a report of theft in the 2000 block of Rock Hill Circle in Manhattan. It was reported that an unknown suspect stole numerous championship rings. The total loss is estimated to be around $5,000. The Super Bowl earned a record 123.4 million viewers, the most watched TV event since Apollo 11. If you're planning on going to Kansas City tomorrow for the parade for the Chiefs, the kickoff is at 11 a.m. at 6th Street and Grand Boulevard. The parade will head south on Grand, then west on Pershing Road, north on Main Street, and culminate at Union Station. The rally in front of Union Station will take place around 12:45 p.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,486 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
A mother in Kansas City has been arrested and charged in the death of her one-month-old infant after allegedly mistakenly placing the baby in an oven instead of a crib. Mariah Thomas, 26-year-old, has been charged with a Class A felony, first-degree endangering the welfare of a child and the death of her baby. Upon arrival, officers observed the infant victim had apparent burn wounds, according to court documents. The Kansas City Fire Department responded and declared the one-month-old dead at the scene. The Kansas Powerball jackpot has reached $285 million, or $137.7 million for the cash option. The next drawing will be tomorrow at 9:59 p.m. The Kansas Lottery Mega Millions is worth $425 million, or if you take the cash, $202 million. The drawing is tonight at 10 p.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Grand Island Police are warning the public about the use of counterfeit $100 notes at local businesses. Just since last Thursday, the police have seen 7 instances where people were trying to make purchases with fake bills, including at a local boba tea restaurant, 2 auto parts store, and a sandwich shop. Each time someone attempted to use the bills, they would make a purchase of under $20 and then ask for change. At least 2 of the incidents involved a younger black male, around 6'2", with a slender build. In other news, 24 44-year-old Daniel Ramirez Castaneda of Grand Island has been arrested for attempted second-degree murder following a stabbing of his 22-year-old girlfriend. She is suffering from multiple wounds to her head and hands, and he has been arrested on charges of attempted second-degree murder, intentional child abuse, amongst his other charges. The intentional child abuse charge coming when officers realized that a 6-year-old and a 9-month-old were inside the home and witnessed the fight. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainRelieFCenter.com. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners have tentatively scheduled a meeting with Jeff Lane February 26th at 10 a.m. Lane is the architect for the jail project. Discussion regarding the county being added to special legislation for a sales tax was held. If the county is added and would go for another sales tax, this legislation would eliminate the need for interlocal agreements with cities. The county clerk will research this option and procedures. Washington County deputy appraiser submitted neighborhood revitalization distributions at last week's meeting with 89 applications submitted. In January, the appraiser's office sent out letters asking status reports on the projects. Those failing to reply run the risk of being disqualified for the program. Washington County is the first in Kansas to have been approved for a waiver allowing ambulance driver assistance with 8 people who have been hired recently, 5 of which have completed training. 4 other Kansas counties have applied for the 12-month waiver, an effort to alleviate a shortage of EMTs in rural areas. Washington County continues efforts toward establishing a countywide ambulance service. The 8 new hires, several of which have previous emergency service experience, will be split between Washington and Hanover departments. Nemaha County Commissioners heard an update on the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Nemaha County is one of 19 participating in the program that's experienced population growth, in part due to the student loan repayment incentive program. Commissioners expressed concern the program was not as fully utilized as it could be by local businesses, and also noted concern with available housing with population increases. Officials with the state replied that it can be a tool for recruitment, and various state resources are available for affordable housing and daycare in local communities. Following discussion, it was passed unanimously to continue participation. Commissioners reviewed a tax abatement proposal from CSI Conveyors, and they've scheduled a public hearing on that expansion February 26th at 10 a.m. Pawnee County Commissioners appointed Deputy County Clerk Rachel King to the County Clerk's position effective March 2nd, with the pending retirement resignation of Candy Nicholas. The board also approved purchase of a new patrol vehicle using ARPA funds at a cost of $67,000. An informational meeting was held in Clay Center last week by High Plains Resources, a Wichita company that's pursuing exploration for hydrogen through 2D seismic testing in Clay, southern Washington, southwest Marshall, northwest Riley, and northern Dickinson counties, among 8 in northeast Kansas. They're in the process of acquiring county permits and seeking landowners' permissions for the project. Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested former Clay County, Kansas Undersheriff Harold Stellner of Clay Center, who turned himself in Friday afternoon on his arrest for mistreatment of a confined person. An investigation was initiated in October when the sheriff discovered evidence of an incident in late September whereby Stellner allegedly struck an inmate. His employment was terminated shortly after, and the investigation continues with the state attorney general's office prosecuting the case. Washington County High School winter homecoming was held Friday. Kylie Rickers was crowned queen and Carson Kern king. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry joined Stacey Mayer on the party line Wednesday morning. Tune in about 9:40 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away February 6th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church, visitation preceding interment in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Marianne Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd. Graveside service Thursday, 2:30 at the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 2 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marianne Bonning. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. There will be a chance for some snow showers into Friday as well. Otherwise, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. And clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And staying a bit warmer into Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01.
Donuts, cakes, pastries, and pancakes. It is the day to get your fill. We will help get you started on a Mardi Gras edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 13th, the 44th day of the year. Renowned test pilot Chuck Yeager was born today, and this is Shrove Tuesday, alternatively known as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, or Pancake Day. The common tradition is to use up rich foodstuffs before Lent. So let's get started with the official Almanac.com Shrove Tuesday pancake recipe. in a mixing bowl, beat 4 eggs, add a cup of milk, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 2 cups of flour, and a half teaspoon of salt. Drop the batter onto a preheated and greased griddle or skillet. The fun starts, of course, in customizing your flapjacks. From traditional maple syrup to fruit toppings, chocolate chips, cheese, or even peanut butter, anything goes on Pancake Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipes at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is an opportunity to show those who are dear to you just how much you really care. At Reflections Hallmark, you'll find the sweetest ways to say, I love you. Candy and chocolates, plush, cuddly warmies and lotions, and Duke Cannon products for the gentlemen. Don't forget the grandkids. Someone's got to spoil them too. Pick up a funny or meaningful Valentine's Day card to top it off. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 58 against the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Final score was 25-22. Here's what quarterback and Super Bowl 58 MVP Patrick Mahomes has to say to the media after the game. In his MVP efforts, Patrick Mahomes threw 34 for 46 for 333 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also led the team in rushing with 9 carries and 66 yards. Last night's win was the Chiefs' 3rd Super Bowl win in the last 5 years and their 2nd over the San Francisco 49ers. They're also the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the 2003 and 2004 New England Patriots. Mid-American Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Before the big game on Sunday, the Kansas Jayhawks defended their home court at Allen Fieldhouse against the Baylor Bears, coming away with a close victory, 64-61. Here's what head coach Bill Self had to say.
I was hoping the game was slow, which it was. I was hoping the game was ugly and muddy, which it was, in large part because they turned it over, and in large part because we couldn't make shots. This is probably the least happy I've been after a win, because that's not how you play basketball. And that's certainly not the intellect of what you're supposed to play.
Here's what K-State head coach Jerome Tang had to say about his team's loss in Provo, Utah to the BYU Cougars, 72-66.
Last time I was here, it came down to we got a block at the buzzer on the Brandon Davies 3. It was an incredible environment and great game. And once again, the environment didn't fail to live up to the great reputation that it has.
K-State's next matchup is against TCU at home. Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory.
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep.
Order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Tuesday night tip-offs in our feature game, Valley Heights entertains Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Hanover is at Washington County. Frankfort at Onega. Axtell travels to Troy. Linz at Lakeside Downs, and Centralia will host Blue Valley Randolph. Marysville idle until Friday. Again tonight, it's Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Threadleaf coreopsis is a long-blooming, drought-tolerant perennial that attracts butterflies and goldfinches to the garden. Add a few longtime favorites and colorful new introductions to your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Moonbeam and Zagreb are longtime favorites. These hardy plants produce yellow daisy-like flowers on compact plants and are hardy in zones 3 to 9. Ladybird produces red flowers on compact plants. Hardy in zones 5 to 10, it provides a nice spot of color in the garden. Buttermilk has light yellow flowers and grows 15 inches tall. It's hardy in zones 5 to 10, and like the other threadleaf coreopsis, it prefers full sun and well-drained soil. Consider buying just a plant or two when trying new introductions in the garden. You can evaluate how they perform in your garden before investing in more plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Score great savings during Menards Super Sale. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Pick up energy-efficient appliances from Criterion. Criterion appliances are ready when you are and are designed to last and save you money. Pick up a white upright freezer for just $598. It's garage-ready and also converts into a refrigerator. Good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Prairie Bend Casino and Resort is leveling up the playing field with the only locally owned sportsbook in Kansas. Prairie Bend Sportsbook is now open. Come in and place your bets, then play along with every kickoff, tip-off, face-off, touchdown, pass, free throw, and hat trick. More games mean more chances to win. It's game time. Bet your way with Prairie Bend Sportsbook.
Professional barber stylist pledges to never forget the sacrifices our soldiers have made on behalf of our freedom. This Valentine's Day, many of our troops are far from loved ones. Please send them cards or emails. Let them know they are loved and missed. From professional barber stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
I recently had a chance to visit the city of Doo-Wops, Washington. You may never have heard of that name, but I'm sure you've heard of the city it became. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today it's a city on the West Coast, but once it was just a new settlement trying to hold on to the coattails of the Big Apple.
1851 is when there was 28 hardy pioneers. They arrived here from central Illinois, from the Midwest, and they were led by a man named Arthur Denny. He was 29 years old, and he was looking for a new town to found. But when he arrived here, he called this place New York.
Rick Botell is a historian and tour guide in that town once known as New York.
And then they called this place Duwamps because the Duwamish natives lived in this area. So we became known as Duwamps, but that didn't fall too well on Anglo ears.
So the town that began as New York and then changed its name to Duwamps finally settled on a title that we recognize today.
There was one chief in this area that was well-respected. His name was Chief Seattle. Chief Seattle and one of our early pioneers, Doc Maynard, they call the man that invented Seattle, that really got us going here, became very good friends. So to honor the chief, they renamed this place Seattle.
Soon these early settlers realized that the ocean tides in Seattle would bring more challenges.
Living on the tide flats posed big problems because we didn't have toilets in those days. The toilets hadn't been invented yet. So we had outhouses. Digging in a house at sea level, does that sound like it would be a smart thing to do?
And Botel says constructing outhouses at sea level proved to be a dangerous item in Seattle's early years.
What happens? In comes the tide, out goes the poop. The tide would come in, flushing all the poop out and distribute in the streets and sidewalks of Seattle. So it not only smelled bad, but it was very dangerous.
But technology changed the way this city did their business, so to speak. Flush toilets still had drawbacks in the town once known as Duwamps. And that part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Seattle, Washington. I'm Andrew McCray.
FBLA inspires and prepares students to become community-minded business leaders. Celebrate National FBLA Week with Sunflower Community Credit Union, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, and Freeze CPA.
Hi, I'm Dasha Make, and I'm a senior at Marysville High School. I participated in FBLA for 4 years, and I'm currently the FBLA Vice President. Some benefits I've gained from FBLA is public speaking skills and the opportunity to network. Leadership Day is one of my favorite activities that our FBLA chapter participates in. It's where we go to one of the local colleges and tour the campus and talk to some advisors.
My name is Kirsten Tholstrup, and I'm a senior at Washington County High School, and I've been a part of FBLA all 4 years of high school, and this year I am our chapter's president. My favorite activity that I've participated in is the Community Service Project, as I get to serve the community and show others what I've done and how it has benefited the community. I think FBLA is a great organization because there are tests and events for anyone who's interested in joining, and it's a new way to get out and learn new things.
My name is Nick Fries, and I'm the public historian in FBLA. I'm a junior in high school, and I've been an FBLA member for, this is my third year. My favorite activity to do in FBLA is Management Information Systems, which is an impromptu event that I compete in. The benefits to being a member of FBLA are you get a lot of career experience, and you learn a lot about different business degrees and other things like that. As an officer, you learn a lot of responsibilities, and you get a lot of experience with helping control and take care of different events and activities.
FBLA inspires and prepares students to become community-minded business leaders. Celebrate National FBLA Week with Sunflower Community Credit Union, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, and Freeze CPA.
KNDY.
We are traveling in the footsteps.
Sounds a call.
If you're in the market for a utility vehicle, consider a used one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Be sure to inspect it so you know its condition and what you're paying for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Buying a used utility vehicle can save you money. It's a good time to shop for one because there's a wealth of used machines on the market that are just a year or two old with any number of bells and whistles. Before you sign on the dotted line, there are some key things to check on a used UTV. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming Magazine and researches used machinery. He says you may find the specs on the UTV only list the number of hours on it, but not the mileage. You want to know both.
The reason is it amazed me the variety of both that I discovered. For example, I was looking at Gator XUV 835s, and I found one that had 950 hours and just a little over 3,000 miles. Another one had 850 hours, and it had over 5,500 miles. Significant enough number of miles there that, you know, you really want to take a look at that and get both.
If the machine is for sale at auction or a dealership, find out who the owner was, call them, and ask how it was used and maintained. Do your own thorough inspection. Start it up, drive it around, listen to the engine, and get a feel for the transmission. Then get down on your hands and knees and look underneath it.
You want to look at the rock guards and the crash plates to see, have they been rammed into a lot of rocks or fence posts or really been given a lot of abuse? This indicates how it was used. Then look at the suspension, not only at the shocks to see how much play there is, but also look at the A-arm structure and the structure of the actual suspension itself. That structure underneath there could be bent.
Learn more about buying a used UTV at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
New York City has jumped on the sustainable fuels bandwagon. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. New York City operates the largest fleet of municipal vehicles in the country, and Keith Kerman is in charge of it. His job is also to make sure the city can keep its promise to convert the diesel component of that fleet to renewables.
We want to do great stuff in New York City. We also want to be a model for what can be done across the country. Our renewable diesel announcement has gotten extraordinary interest. And so many organizations have come to us, big fleets, both public and private. And many of them ask, can we use your contract? And, you know, we can't always do that. But they all want to go the path we went and start using renewable diesel. So enormous interest.
Kerman says heating fuel conversion is also a project.
There's B5 in every public and private building in the state of New York today. And the city led the way there. And the fleet unit has adopted the heating oil program. And we're using B10 in our municipal buildings now. So we always want to be ahead of the curve. B5 is the state law and the city law. We're at B10. Once everybody's at B10, we'll try and get to B20 first. And just to give you a reference point, in the last 11 years, we've used, in city government operations alone, 450 million blended gallons with biodiesel.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nails by Tina recognizes all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From all of your friends at Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties.
Good Tuesday. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A February 6, 2024 ruling by a federal district court has vacated the registration for over-the-top applications of dicamba on dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. The ruling says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency unlawfully approved the use of Bayer Extendamax, BASF Ingenia, and Syngenta Tavium by failing to follow notice and comment mandates for the products. South Dakota Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources Hunter Roberts says there aren't comparable alternatives to the dicamba products.
As far as over-the-top application, there's no technology out there that's the same as dicamba. There's definitely other chemical technologies that work. They just work a little different, and they're widely used across the state, just not this technology, I guess. What I've been told and producers have shared with me is that dicamba is very good at maintaining or eliminating kochia weeds. When you get in the western side of the soybean growing region of South Dicota, it's kochia is a bigger problem. Dicamba has been very successful at holding that kochia expansion back. Additionally, you know, it's just one more tool that our growers have that now could be off the table for 2024 and going forward. That's, you know, a big concern as we look at weeds getting more tolerant to different types of traits. This is one tool that might be out of the toolbox of our producers.
Robert says regulators don't know yet if farmers or commercial applicators will be able to use the stocks they already have on hand this spring. He says when EPA may issue their decision on whether or not already hand-on stocks of dicamba products will be able to be used this spring is currently a question without an answer. Groups such as the Ag Retailers Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the American Soybean Association disagree with the decision, noting the determination should be made by a science-based regulatory agency as they wait for the EPA's decision on current supplies of dicamba products. Bayer, BASF, and Syngenta are all exploring possible next steps.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia. Home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited...
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs. Perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
your shop tools and equipment with you wherever you go. This Minnesota man retrofitted an old school bus into a shop on wheels on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Attention farmers and growers, upgrade your equipment with Maxim Agricultural Tires, where performance meets value. We deliver you a premium range of tires designed for superior traction, enhanced durability, and maximum performance, all at a competitive price. Our technology-driven radial tires, available in both standard and VF construction, are engineered to meet the evolving needs of farmers worldwide. Don't compromise on quality. Choose Maxim for reliability in every field. Visit us at MaximTire.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of Butterfield, Minnesota, was looking for a service truck that would house a shop full of tools as well as provide a place to get in from the weather. He bought an old 84-passenger school bus for $600 from the school district and retrofitted it to hold everything he needed. The shop on wheels goes with him when he's doing field work, or if somebody needs help, he drives the bus to them. It carries a remarkable array of tools and other shop necessities.
Generator, welder, air compressor, jump starter, the whole nine yards. A storage area where you could work on top. So in the fall, we'll put combine parts and things like that in there. In the spring, we put tillage parts and everything in it. And if you're doing something simple, you can set it on top and work on it. We carry our torch. We carry two different sizes of plasma cutters. And the big air pack will run about anything you want to run.
This is the Broughton's second bus conversion, which is larger than the first one. This time, they added creature comforts that the whole family can enjoy, an RV refrigerator that runs on 120 or 12-volt electricity, an onboard gas generator, and even a TV.
We all get together at noon or evening to have dinner. Sometimes it's a midnight snack. We found out if you got a nice place to bring stuff and plug in crock pots or cook on, you get to eat really well. We got a table. We usually can set 8 to 10 people around. They can bring their food and plug it in and leave again or whatever. And we got everything inside. We used to have to worry about when you go back to the yard, you had to get your equipment truck inside because everything was prone to getting wet or whatever. Well, now it doesn't matter. You just drive the bus home and park it.
I'm Jody Henke. Watch a video about the Broughton School Bus Service Shop at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion and approach the closing bell, mixed to actually mostly lower all across the ag commodity markets. It's been lower in the livestock pretty much all day today, giving up some of yesterday's gains for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 80 at 248. April is down 132 at 251.85. Live cattle also a bit lower today. February live down 35 at 183.90. April down 45 at 185.50. A bit of two-sided trade for the hogs. February still up 65 cents at 74.22, but April down a dime at 81.02. Mixed to mostly lower throughout the grains. In fact, kind of slowing down from earlier. March corn still unchanged at 430 and 3/4 cent. May is up a quarter cent at 442 and 3/4, and then slight losses beyond that. Still pressure in the Kansas City wheat markets from the slashing of the Russian wheat prices. March KC wheat down 5 1/4 to 593.5. May's down 5 3/4 at 591. March oats up 3.5 to 381 3/4, with May up 2 at 374 3/4. Soybeans still a bit lower today. March beans down 8 3/4 to 11.84 1/4. May's down 7 3/4, trading at 11.90 per bushel. Soy meal also sharply lower. March down 4.50 to 344.40. Soy oil a bit of green though. March up 32 points at 47.22. Speaking of green, the cotton complex still with a triple digit jump. March up 109 at 91.62, with May up 98 at 92.28. Take a look at Wall Street, as it is on pace for one of the worst sell-offs since March of last year. Dow Jones currently down 545 at 38,251. S&P also
down 1%, down 67 points at 4,954. The NASDAQ is down 259 at 15,683. Into the metals, we see February gold currently down $26.20 per ounce, trading at 1992. March silver down 61 at 2215 per ounce. And the dollar index today, certainly a big driver for some of these lower prices. The March dollar index very strong of 67 at 104.72. Sam Speck with your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black-white face and Hereford three-year-old cows. They're bred for March and April calves. 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Oling and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus, and red Angus cows, including two dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information or to consign cows for a special cow sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The calorie pear tree, while pleasing to the eye, poses threats to native plant species. Kansas Department of Agriculture noxious weed specialist Scott Marsh relays what other names the calorie pear possesses, its identifiable characteristics, and downfalls.
Most commonly known as Bradford pear. Other names are Cleveland Select, Chanticleer, and Aristocrat. It's a very common ornamental species. A lot of people have planted it in their yard or their landscaping. Most people know it by the large amount of white flowers it produces in the spring, ending the year in the fall with fairly bright red foliage. It's not the worst looking live landscape tree, but it does have a very particular odor. A lot of people have offered different descriptions of that odor, but none of them were good. It's fairly foul smelling. It also has some brittle branching, which can split off from the tree in wind and snow and rainstorms. And unfortunately, when the tree breaks, it produces a lot of sprouts from its shallow root system.
He discusses the effects of the calorie pear on its surroundings.
It is a highly invasive species, and it does spread into unmanaged areas like vacant lots and currently unused areas. When it does spread into unmanaged areas, it really takes over. It's not just the one tree that got accidentally spread there. It reproduces prolifically. So it builds up until it forms a monoculture, which means the only species growing in this area. It crowds out all the native and desirable species, eliminating the biodiversity in that area and reducing the amount of wildlife that use the area.
Marsh explains why the KDA isn't mandating the removal of growing calorie pear trees.
We are not going to require anybody to cut down a tree that is currently growing in their landscape. And that was not the intent at all. If we wanted to do that, we would have listed it as a noxious weed, because people who have these trees planted them in good faith and spent a lot of money on them.
That was KDA noxious weed specialist Scott Marsh on the calorie pear tree and its impact on Kansans and their landscapes. Marsh recommends chokecherry or elderberry trees as replacements for the calorie pear. To learn more, visit www.agriculture.ks.gov. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Check out the new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company. Plus, the new 2024 Chevy Blazer, Chevy Trax, and Chevy Equinox are awaiting your test drive. For quality new and used vehicles, see the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Consumer prices last month were 3.1% higher than January of 2023, slightly more than analysts had anticipated. Fed governors have said they'd like to see the figure closer to 2% before backing off the interest rate hikes meant to tap the brakes on inflation. That latest CPI is driving a sell-off in stocks. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was down 400 points, a little over 1%. The S&P had taken a similar percentage hit. The NASDAQ composite had lost 1.25%. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend $25.8 billion on that holiday. Roses may be the cliche, but the NRF says we'll spend about twice as much on jewelry. Tiger Woods has unveiled his new clothing line called Sunday Red. It's part of his new deal with golf equipment company TaylorMade. Polo shirts from that line will cost $115. Shoes eventually will top $200 a pair. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Employer Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Smile for a while. Then I saw you last night. Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.